From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. to help Laos. The U.S. is stepping up its efforts to help Laos deal with problems including hunger, unexploded ordnances, and technology access for the lower Mekong. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry outlined the initiatives during a visit to Vientiane today, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of the 10 ASEAN countries that will be hosted by President Obama. Carl Thayer, a defense analyst at the University of South Wales, says Laos will have to balance its international diplomacy as they take over chairmanship and host world leaders, including Mr. Obama.
Obama is going to visit the region in May, particularly to Vietnam. He's setting up in the last bit of the year where American diplomacy can go with Laos as chair and to try to keep it on an independent and neutral course rather than leaning towards China, which some people argue would be the case.
Secretary Kerry met with Prime Minister Tong Sing Tamavong hours after his arrival today. Mr. Tamavong praised Secretary Kerry's visit as a new landmark in terms of bilateral relations. Rare cold weather has left scores of people dead in Taiwan, many of them in the capital of Taipei and surrounding areas. The victims were mostly the elderly who succumbed to temperatures that dropped to 4 degrees Celsius. And the unusual winter weather that stunned Taiwan also created havoc across the region where temperatures fell to record lows. Thousands of teacher trainees took to the streets of the Moroccan capital of Rabat on Sunday, protesting government plans to cut education jobs. The protests are one of the several rallies in the last few months against government plans to cut spending and reduce public sector hiring. This is VOA News. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia on Sunday, continuing their string of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. VOA asked Ohio State University Middle East scholar Alam Payand about the significance of all this.
Anything that can take some of these cities which are on the supply routes, it's extremely important militarily and also psychologically for the ISIL forces, and also it somehow boosts the morale of the Syrian army and the Kurdish Peshmerga. And also there are some, because Turks are also very much interested in the defeat of the Daesh, or the ISIL, as the Arabs call it, Daesh. So this is an important development.
The latest violence in Syria comes as the United Nations works to bring opposition groups and the Syrian government to Geneva for a new round of peace negotiations. Disagreements over who will take part are expected to delay the talks. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egyptians launching protests against longtime leader Hosni Mubarak in a revolt that helped spark a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. Current President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi praised the 2011 revolution, saying it brought a new Egypt. He accused others of using it for personal gains in reference to the banned Muslim Brotherhood that won elections to take over the government following Mubarak's ouster. Sisi led a 2013 effort to push President Mohamed Morsi, a Brotherhood member, from power. Brazilian officials have announced measures to prevent the spread of the Zika virus during the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games later this year. Brazil is suffering from an outbreak of the virus, which might be behind a spike in cases of infants being born with unusually small heads. The U.S. Center of Disease Control is warning pregnant women to avoid travel to countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America affected by the virus. Dr. Beth Bell is with the CDC.
Our growing concern now over the last short period of time is that a pregnant woman with Zika virus infection, that infection can be passed to the fetus.
The CDC says there are no vaccines to prevent the spread of Zika and no drugs to treat those who are affected. For months, the candidates who want to be the next U.S. president have been campaigning and debating as they try to convince voters that no one is better suited for the job than he or she is. A week from today, voters in the state of Iowa will choose who they would like to see be their party's candidate for president. Latest polls indicate former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is just about tied with fellow Democrat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Iowa. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.